I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. What goes into making a dress code in 2016? At Woodstock Union Middle School, the discussion has included gender politics, discrimination policies, and Supreme Court decisions. The school's dress code policy caused an uproar in April after students and parents said it targeted only female students. Now the community is coming together to try to update the policy and apply it to all students. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis has more.
On one of the first warm evenings of the year, a group of middle school girls in shorts, tank tops, and jeans gather outside their auditorium. They're eager to talk about how they'd each been measured with rulers up their thighs by school administrators to be sure their skirts and shorts met the 7-inch inseam rule spelled out in their dress policy. Students say it's not only invasive, but it doesn't take into account their different body types and shapes.
Your skirts or shorts should be closer to your knee than your crotch, but in the actual dress code, it says closer to your knee than your hip. And that's a big difference. That's like a couple inches. So it can completely be different. And I just think what went down was very wrong.
That's 13-year-old Molly Shear. She's a student at Woodstock Union Middle School and a part of the newest generation of student activists speaking out against what she sees as discrimination in the dress code.
I wanted to make the school a better and easier place for the students coming in.
True dad, represent.
Shear and other students say the dress code written in 1992 does not make room for transgender students and blames girls' way of dress for boys' bad behavior. A couple of weeks earlier, an administrator held a student assembly, pulling the girls out of class. She warned them that the way they dress is distracting to their male classmates. That's where the trouble really began. Parents and community members were outraged, saying that these issues filter in a larger context of sexism in U.S. culture. Some of their major concerns were that teaching students that girls are responsible for boys' bad behavior and that boys can't be held accountable for their actions promotes rape culture. At a community meeting held to help address the issue, the administrator, Peg DiBella, who held the student assembly, apologized to the crowd.
I agree 100%. I don't want anything to encourage a rape culture. The intent was simply to inform.
But the issue doesn't involve just one administrator or even one school district. There are nearly 3,000 petitions on change.org asking for more inclusive dress codes around the country. Dress codes have been causing political strife since the Vietnam War era, when students took their fight to the Supreme Court, and it was decided students could use their clothing as freedom of speech on school grounds. So, the Woodstock Union Board has not taken the job lightly. Vicki Jass chairs the board.
We are looking at the existing dress code as it sits now, and we have some other dress codes to look at.
At a meeting in early June, the committee painstakingly looked over other schools' dress codes from Brattleboro to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, trying to find a way to create a more inclusive policy. And it's more complicated than you might think. Superintendent Alice Worth has concerns that the issues spilled into discrimination policies and health codes.
Is there a place for cleanliness and grooming in this policy or in our health policies? As you start getting into some of those areas, some of these things start to push into sort of social stratifications that are very, very difficult to control and manage. And we want to be sure that these things don't end up being a class issue.
The board will be seeking outside legal counsel and revisiting the issue throughout the summer to come to a consensus for a more inclusive 7th through 12th grade dress code to last the next 5 years. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.